Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning. No, that was a couple of days ago. So it's going to be a little while.
Frosty can grow a beard fast. He just has to sit there and think about it. And that's one right away. And of course, my soulmate, Linda.
Good morning. Oh, gosh, it's a beautiful day. I drove the track.
You drove the Harley.
Well, you know what? It's one, you know, it's a good way to start off the day. Hearing, you know, potato, 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 potato.
But you know what? You're not wearing your wedding ring today, and I'm okay with that because...
All right. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this tomorrow, but as you all know, we're going to race for the vets, and Linda and I are going to be racing a truck down at the Anderson District Fairgrounds on April 24th. It's an enduro race, 200 laps, so we're building a truck. I say we, RJ and his wife, are building the truck, and I'm helping.
Yeah, but you have a yes. Nick in your knuckle.
Oh, well, you know what? Last night, you know, after I took the manifold off, and we were trying to get the gas tank out.
I keep saying, now, what's a manifold?
Yeah, manifold goes on top of the engine anyway. That's all you need to know,
one of
honey.
Those fish.
It just makes it work. And it keeps the dirt out.
Yeah.
Well, like I'm an expert. Anyway, so after hooking up the drivetrain and then getting out the gas tank. Well, we're doing everything to get the gas tank out. Finally, you know, RJ says, get under there and use the pry bar. So I get under there as I jerk that pry bar back. And everybody that's ever worked on vehicles or any type of equipment knows what's the first thing you do is you take off your rings. Well, I didn't take my ring off. So when I banged my knuckle against the undercarriage of the truck, I at that time started to describe the pry bar, the gas tank, the undercarriage, the grass I was laying on, the screw that I had rolled over on. Edith left the room, left the area. RJ took a step back. I then started describing General Motors, Chevrolet, and just the world in particular, rolled out from underneath the truck, stood up and said, why is Obama spending so much money?
And then he calls me on his cell phone. He goes, I don't want you to be upset, but I don't have my wedding ring on.
Oh, because as it was swelling, they were spraying me with Windex. Now, okay, spraying Windex, believe it or not, is so slick that if you've got something, you've got a ring hung up, Windex is a good way to get it off. So we pried that thing off.
Remember the father of my big fat Greek wedding? No. Windex for everything.
Oh, is that right?
Okay, well, let's
talk. You can use Windex.
Okay,
segue
segue into the fact that we've got all our emails and tickets given away for the Home and Garden Show.
And phone calls. Okay.
And we also want to remind you that our good friends, New Image Photography, photographers of our choice, will be out there this weekend with a special booth for the Baby and Kids Expo. They're going to do that at Frisero Hall. There will be a whole room dedicated to kids stuff. So go by and check their booth out.
Right. Okay. We're going to take a quick break here. And we're going to come back and tell everybody's names. And our guest today, we're going to have two guests today. We're going to be talking health and fitness and nutrition. And our guest today is Joe Adamson from Adamson's Peak Performance. And he's going to be talking about how you can get in shape and how you can work to get your body in shape and kind of relieve stress. But this is Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl Lindebach. Our guest today is Joe Adamson, but before we get to Joe, we get to Jim. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. I'm calling in to chat with you about next Saturday morning.
That's
the 4th of April.
The 4th of April, right.
Yeah, we're going to dedicate the Submarine Veterans Memorial Monument out at the Veterans Cemetery at IGO.
Great.
We're looking forward to a great turnout. We have worked on this for the last couple of years. It has turned out beautiful thanks to Outdoor Creations down in Anderson and several other people and Steve Jorgensen. Everybody has been phenomenally cooperative, and we've got people so we hear coming all the way from St. Louis, Missouri. We got them coming from San Diego and so forth. We've got while it's not a long program, it's something I think will be very meaningful for especially the young people. If we if we can get some of the young kids out there, it would really be beneficial. We're using the NJROTC cadets from Enterprise to present the colors. We are also using two young people from Parsons to play taps in the Echo. Uh-huh. We want this to be not only for all us old submariners, but for the community and for the young people. That a lot of this history is going down, and we're not taking care of keeping it. And a lot of people did a lot to save our country back in the 40s, and they are part of what's going to be honored.
Yeah. Hey, Jim, what I want to do is, you're absolutely right on everything you just said. We'd like to have you on next Tuesday, and I'm going to give you a call today. If we do a segment, we can talk about the cuttlefish and this before next Saturday.
Tuesday?
Yeah. Well, I'll call you. We'll set up a time. We can get you on, all right?
All right. I'll look forward to it.
You bet. Thank you very much.
You bet.
And thank you for your service.
Thanks for everything you both do.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Our honor.
Okay.
Go. Our guest today, Joe Adamson, who owns Adamson's Peak Performance. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl.
Now, on many people's minds, New Year's resolutions that went defunct.
Yes.
So
I'm going to work out every day. I'm going to lose the 10 pounds.
Okay, one of the things that we were talking, Carl and I were talking about this morning that we wanted to ask you is, you know, what kind of suggestions can you give to those people who maybe have done gym work and have worked on their bodies but really got away with it and they just can't seem to get motivated?
Sure.
What are some tips?
Okay, some tips are get started. Just get started. Don't think you have to have this perfect workout. You just need to get into the gym or into your exercise room in your home and just start today. That's the hardest thing that we notice with clients is that they just can't get started. They'll procrastinate for months. So get it on your day planner and stop procrastinating. That would be tip number one. Tip number two would be just avoiding that all or nothing mentality. Like if I can't do the ultimate 2-hour workout, I'm not going to get started. Or if I can't follow this diet plan exactly, I'm not going to follow it. I'm going to fall off the, you know, just get started, start eating a little bit better. Just, you know, 10 minutes in the gym, 15 minutes, go for a walk. That would be my second recommendation.
So the big thing is, you know, and that's really good because if you can't do the whole thing, I don't know how many times I've said, well, you know, I don't have an hour here to really work out. You know what? 15 minutes five times a week is better than an hour once a week.
Absolutely.
Just pump your heart a little bit. Just get out there, and you know what I mean.
Actually, starting slow is a good way to start anyway. A lot of people start, you know, just, you know, jump right into it, and the next thing they know, they're burnt out or injured, or and they're on their way to the physical therapist instead of the personal trainer.
Now, when did you decide? Because to decide on a profession and how you're going to commit your life is a really big deal. And when did you decide, okay, I'm going to open a gym, I am going to dedicate my life to physical fitness and helping others? When was your aha moment?
My aha moment was about halfway through college. I'd bounced around. I was about in my third college, and I happened to open up an Oregon State University catalog, and I looked at the name of this one program, and I said, that's it. That was my aha moment.
Really?
Right.
And what did you think you were going to do before that?
I was going to be a landscaper, and then I was a business major, and then I was maybe going to be a PE teacher, and I didn't know what it
was. What was the course that you went, aha? Uh-huh.
It was commercial and industrial fitness at Oregon State.
Well, I'll be done.
So did you go into corporations and?
I never actually went into corporate fitness because I moved back to Reading eventually, and Reading doesn't have the big corporations and so forth. So I went more into industrial fitness at first through Rio, and then branched onto my own.
Now, we've only known you since you've been in your new location, which is on Bocelli next to Yak's.
Right.
And I can't remember how we got turned on to Joe.
Somebody told us.
Yeah.
I think somebody mentioned your gym about attitude and the attitude of the people, and you know, it's really a clean place and all that.
Awesome.
So we got really motivated with your personal training program right before we got married. We were
right.
In there 3-4 days a week,
right.
Minimum, and we were weighed. Our fat, all of that was, you know, measured, and we went for our program.
Yeah. Okay, Joe. What would you tell the people when they come in, when you know, if somebody, again, we're talking just anybody to get them fit, and your first two were really great. What are other things that people can do to start getting themselves fit and getting ready for the summer? And also, how can this affect stress?
Well, exercise is probably the best thing you can do for stress. It's incredible. Everybody needs it. You can include it in the middle of your day to break up your day. If a lot of people will do it first thing in the morning, but it's critical. I would suggest starting slow and use progression. You know, try and each week progress just a little bit. Incorporate accountability into your workout plan. You can use a trainer. You can use a friend. You can use a spouse. Like you guys actually use spouse and trainer. So you had a high degree of accountability, but incorporate some accountability in there and then set yourself some measurable goals. Don't just say, I want to get in shape or I want to look better. Say, I want to, you know, lose this many pounds, or I want to run this many miles, or, you know, and make them positive goals. Don't always make them, I got to lose this and I got to drop this many inches. Make them, hey, I want to run at this pace for this many miles. Make positive goals that are, you know, that don't get you discouraged.
They actually take your blood pressure when you're there. But we got to take a break. We are with Joe Adamson here in the studio. This is Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show brought to you by Robert Logan, attorney at law, 1350 Placer Street. Rob specializes in bankruptcy, criminal, civil. He's the man to go to. Every person that comes into his office is treated with respect and dignity. Okay, Joe.
Joe Adamson is our guest today, and we want to hear about stress and how exercise can relieve it.
Well, you know, stress is a culprit for so many of our physical problems that we have today, so many of the diseases, and it can make things worse and so forth. And if exercise were a pill, it would be the single most beneficial pill that you could take for stress.
I like that.
You know, I believe that. I believe that. And everything that you read says that when you're stressed, you need to go do something. You need to get your mind off things. You need to, and not only that, but the endorphins, I guess, that go through your body help cleanse your body of stress. Is that correct?
Well, yes, yeah, stress releases cortisol, which is a negative, you know, chemical in the body, and exercise can help to combat that. And yeah, the endorphins that you get, just that the general, the feeling of a just better mood when you're exercising can be really beneficial.
Now, what are the three things that should be on every dinner plate?
Okay, these are my three things. This is maybe an oversimplification, but if you put a lean protein source like chicken, fish, cottage cheese, beans, something like that, just a lean protein. So take your plate, divide it into a third, put a lean protein on one third of that plate. Then take and put a vegetable, a salad or some type of vegetable, broccoli, some greens. Put that, use a third of your plate for that vegetable. And then take and put a third for a starchy carbohydrate. Now, that sounds like a bad guy. People are probably going, wow, what's going on here?
Carbs.
Carbs, they're bad, but they're not bad. We need carbs for energy. So when I say a starchy carbohydrate, I'm talking about a complex carbohydrate like a sweet potato. It could be, you know, whole wheat bread, whole wheat pasta, something like that. We get energy from those complex starchy carbohydrates.
Okay. Those are the three things.
If you put those three things, you've got a pretty complete meal.
Okay.
And then you get up in the morning, you walk a couple times a day, go down to the gym a couple times a week. You're on your start. I mean, and you don't have
Absolutely.
To do, and this is the best part, you don't have to do it all in one week, do you?
You don't. I mean, I love the fact that you mentioned walking, and that's one of the things I mentioned on one of my lists here. Just one of the things that a person could do just to get started, just go walk for, you know, 20 to 60 minutes after dinner every day. And as I look at some of the most successful clients that we've had, I think one in particular that I asked here a while back, what's the key to your success? He goes walking every night. Instead of watching the stressful dinner news,
oh,
he eats dinner and goes for a walk.
I told Carl, when we get up in the morning, we flip on the channel and start to flip back and forth between Fox and CNN and CNBC or whatever they are. It's doom and gloom. I mean, it's informative on a certain level, but to start your day like that is just wow. So,
what are your three favorite exercises?
My three favorite exercises, I love the incline dumbbell press, and that works my chest, upper body.
Uh-huh.
I love pull-ups. and I love barbell squats or just squats in general. Ugh.
You know, Joe's a pretty strong guy here, too.
Squats. you know what? One of the main reasons that we had Joe Adamson on this morning and from Adamson's Peak Performance is because Carl and I are recommitting ourselves. So we want to encourage you, our listeners, that we very much appreciate who you are, and we feed off of you. And so we would hope that you can feed off of us and encouraging you to be with us as we recommit ourselves back into health, wellness, and fitness. Bottom line.
We're committed to you. We're going to get you there.
And, you know, and this can go at any age. It doesn't have to be in your 20s. I mean, people in their 70s and 80s and older.
Even if you've been inactive for years, you can start in at that age.
Hey, and Joe. Thank you, Angela, our trainer.
Yeah, this is a little sadistic. Oh, the sadistic one. Hey, Joe, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks,
today.
Carl and Linda, for having me on.
You bet. Okay, this is Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. And welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl and Bob, phone lines here, 221-1402. And this is our day for fitness and health and wellness. And speaking of that, what a great segue, into the Home and Garden Show. The people that wanted tickets, here are the names. Louise, Jeff, Michael, Leanne, Karen, and Bill. So, let me give you your whole names in case you think that, well, how many Karens are out there. Louise Wilson, Jeff Nelson, Michael Jordan, Leanne Johnson, Karen Lennox, and Bill Jackson. And I will also send out emails and call you to confirm it. All you have to do is come by the station today and pick up your envelope with the tickets in there. And thanks so much for everybody that entered this or just sent your names in, and we just grabbed the names out again like we usually do. The dog did not have part of it this time. Okay. Our guest on this segment for the next half of our wellness and health is a well-known lady about town, chiropractor, and wellness buff, Trudy Pratt.
Naturopathic and a famous blogger.
Thank you.
Not to mention that she's gorgeous.
Oh, my.
Inside and out. Dehydration, water, the big topic. Tell us about why it's so important, Trudy.
Well, one of the reasons I chose dehydration to be a primary topic today is because so many people are walking around dehydrated, which means just they haven't been drinking enough water, and they are suffering from some of the symptoms of dehydration without even knowing about it. And I think that sort of that's something that if we can share that with listeners, that it could have dramatic, you know, it could be life-changing for them.
Okay, tell us some of the symptoms, for example.
Well, the first symptom that I was sort of shocked by is the fact that if you haven't really had enough water today, you might just feel hungry for, not because you need more food, but just because you need more water. And you might think, well, that's, you know, how important is that? But, you know, we have an obesity problem in this country, and if people are misidentifying the fact that they need water and they're eating, well, all right, you know, that's, you know, the other side of that is if we can get people trained to have a glass of water, then we're really looking at people not grabbing for snacks. And so if you're not reaching for sort of a high calorie, low nutrient snack, that's dramatic for your, you know, your long range health and for, you know, just your energy of the day.
And low energy would be a symptom from being dehydrated.
Yeah. The next really important symptom is low energy. And that, you know, if you don't have enough water, you just, every cell in your body is just, it's a little underhydrated. So it's underperforming. And so if every cell in your body is underperforming, you know, that you have lower energy. And so the classic thing for every person when they have low energy is to reach for something that's a stimulant, that's reaching for a cup of coffee, maybe a glass of iced tea, some of those famous energy drinks. And most of those have caffeine in them, and caffeine is a diuretic. And so what that means is that's now going to suck more water out of you. So it's sort of working in reverse. So we're looking for something to give us energy. We should have been reaching for a glass of water, and we're reaching for a caffeinated beverage or just something that's going to jolt us. So sugar, alcohol gives people energy, but it also dehydrates you. So it's just pulling the fluid that needs to be in every single cell that's in your brain. And it's leaving you depleted when you were misidentifying what you needed. You needed water and you had a stimulant.
You know, you just broke Frosty's heart.
Oh, Frosty, I'm sorry.
Frosty believes that the more beer you drink, the more you're hydrating your body.
Let's talk about the many types of water. People are confused because when you walk into the store, there's a Penta, there's a infused water with oxygen, there's
glacier
flavored water. So what's your recommendation as a naturopath? Doctor.
Simple, pure water. If you can get reverse osmosis water, it's the cleanest water out there. And something that hasn't been sitting in plastic would be ideal. And so, it's sort of a lug around, but if you can have water that's in glass, then you're doing quite well. So I would keep it simple. And yeah, there's a lot of high-priced fancy water out there that it may or may not, bottled water has some very loose regulations. And so I always think you're better off knowing exactly where your water came from. So, like at my house, I use reverse osmosis filtration. It's under the sink. In the kitchen, and then I have backup filtration because, if you know anything about reverse osmosis, it just has a 2-gallon holding capacity. So once you've used your 2 gallons, it has to refill, which is annoying. And so I have sort of a carbon filter system in the bathroom to, for backup water.
So you're totally dedicated to your water control.
I'm into water.
Okay, so this is not just a problem in the summer.
No, this is a year-round problem. In fact, we often think construction workers outside in the summer equal dehydration, but they do a pretty good job. They know it's hot out, and they know they have to rely on staying hydrated. So you kind of see maybe on a truck with a lumber rack, maybe a big jug of water or a way of, you can see that they're hydrating.
One of the biggest things we had when we were over in combat, but in Iraq especially, because we were getting temperatures of well over 120 degrees. And then plus you put on that 40 pounds of equipment. And then, so the best thing that probably happened was the camel packs, where you're carrying literally quarts of water. And you'd see in a lot of the Hummers out there would be coolers with more water in it. Of course, the water was at that point 85, 90 degrees. Because we had no way of keeping it cool. But, gallons and gallons and gallons of water we had our people drink.
And so that's knowing how to hydrate. And so part of the people who really start to dehydrate are people who aren't doing much. Maybe their plans of the day were to sit behind a desk or at a computer, and they are dehydrating. They aren't drinking water. They maybe had a little something with breakfast, and they aren't drinking all day.
Well, our guest today is Trudy Pratt, and we're going to come back. If you've got questions or you have any questions, please do call us at 221-1402. I want to hear when we come back why you brought in that big gallon of water.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We'll be right back.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl and Linda Bott. Mary, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. So glad to hear your voice this morning.
Well, thank you. We're glad to hear you, too.
Okay, I needed to put a little bit more into what you've just been saying because I've been getting excellent results. I've been doctoring with a holistic doctor for about almost 4 months now and an acupuncturist also in the same complex that Trudy's in.
Oh.
And everything she says about the water is absolutely the key because I wasn't following the guidelines for the first month that I was on all this holistic medicine.
Uh-huh.
It allows your body to recuperate from traumatic things. I've had surgery. And as soon as I put the water to it, and it was with the same time that Orchard Nutrition Center put in their machine that you get the water free if you shop there.
Uh-huh.
And unlimited quantities.
Wow.
So I know for a fact I went from 182 to 142 in about 2 months, and I didn't suffer from it.
My goodness. I bet you feel better, huh?
Oh, I'm, the dog is even appreciating here, barking at you.
Yeah.
He wants me to throw the ball, so I was over a walk.
Well, you know that also helps too. Believe it or not, you know that taking the dog out, you know that's exercise.
Well, that's about all I do. Plus, I work hard, you know, and I'm my work isn't bothering me anymore. I'm able to do and not feel pooped at the end of the day and sleep a good night's sleep, and my body is recuperating.
So that's fabulous. So your clarity level is regained.
And I'm almost 70 years old.
Well. Mary, thank you so much for your phone call.
Testimonial.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
You
thank
bet.
You.
Thank
I'm,
you so much.
I'm the one that came to visit you at the marina in the big dually.
Oh, okay. Oh, that dog. That's the one that.
You are not almost
you're not
70. 70.
You're not 70, Mary.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-uh.
Uh-huh. Born in 1940, January 3rd.
You little whippersnapper.
And her name is Girly.
Oh, Girly. Well, what a cute dog.
Hey, thanks for
that
two things,
so
Mary.
Awesome.
Thanks, one, for listening. Thanks for calling. And thanks for stopping by and seeing us. We just love meeting our audience here.
Please, let's increase this program to 2 hours.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank right. you. Well, now, Trudy, you're
very impressive.
Yes, yeah, and
nice
she
story.
Is.
You know
oh,
what?
Yeah.
I swear, you know, I would have never believed that.
No.
That she was almost 70 years old.
No, she's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, you've walked in with this big gallon of H2O.
What I've walked in with is a gallon of water that's about half full, and I wanted, you know, and I've put out some cups here, and classically we think of, you know, sort of when we look at the amount of water someone should drink every day, we want to always say something like eight-ounce glasses, which is what I have out here, which looks intimidating to some and doable to others. And if we wanted to be more specific, we would look at our gallon of water. And for me, it's sort of all judged by my weight. And so, you know, kind of a classic formula would be whatever your weight is, say it's 100 pounds, you would take half of your body weight and drink that in ounces. So that would be 50 ounces a day. So for me, that's about a half gallon of water, a little over. Some days a little more than that. And so about a half gallon of water a day. And you know, to some people, that is just a mind blow. They look at that and they think, no way. But when you sort of get up and you think, I'm going to get up in the morning and have a glass of water, maybe around 10, I'm going to have another glass. And then at lunchtime, another. And pretty soon, if water becomes your beverage with your meal instead of some other drink, you've hydrated all day long. And, you know, every cell in your body is thanking you. And so I've brought in today sort of a visual aid so we could look at that. It's a little bit more. Maybe Carl might be to hear a little bit, maybe 3/4 of the gallon.
Yeah, hey Frosty, let's get the camera down in on this so we can see this. Now, okay,
now what about sleeplessness?
Well, basically, we're going through these symptoms, 5 common symptoms of dehydration, and one is sleeplessness. And what happens when you really don't have enough water in your cells, there is, you know, you're slowly getting more and more tired. It gets harder to get to sleep. It's harder to have restful sleep. It's harder to get deep sleep. And so, you know, when you start maybe having a week or 2 or 3 weeks of that, you're now a tired person. You're maybe a little grumpier. And so for people who don't know what's causing that, they're going to reach for possibly sleeping pills. I mean, their quality of life is now impacted. So maybe they're now going on a possibly harmful medication, and they're now, you know, they're having a lower quality of life when really we just needed to teach them how to start drinking water. And it's, I mean, talk about inexpensive therapy.
Yeah.
And basic.
Very basic.
Okay, we're going to go to the phones now. Jim, we're going to get to you right after the break so we have a little more time. And Bruce, water.
Hi, how are you today?
Good morning.
Good morning, Bruce.
Hi, just a comment on the water. A couple years ago, I had a headache all the time. I mean, just constantly there was this dull headache going on. Went to the doctor, you know, they did an MRI, they did a CAT scan, brains, you name it, they were doing it. They started me on a prescription regimen of pills, you know, that were supposed to, like, stop the pain neurotransmitters from my brain. Nothing was working. I accidentally overheard a conversation between a couple in line, and they were kind of similar situation. They were talking about how their friends just increased their water that they were taking because they were dehydrated. And I drink an inordinate amount of coffee and tea and punch and all that stuff. And so I just started adding water to how much I was drinking, and my headaches went away.
Impressive.
I've heard that before, that you've got a dehydration. And in fact, you've been talking about it. Trudy's been talking about it. We started drinking water in here because all of a sudden I'm thirsty.
Water.
We're all drinking water now. So, except Frosty, who's trying to get the top off the beer.
Well, you know, I didn't even really change anything. I still drink coffee and tea and all that. I just added water was all I did.
Yeah.
And it took it away. Well, and it got me off all the meds that the doctors had me on.
Wow.
That's
brilliant.
That's fantastic. Yeah. You know, that's two phone calls about water that's, you know, should have an impact on people out there. At least have them start thinking.
Well, at least try.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
I mean, we're talking about going to the faucet and getting a glass of water. Come on.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Bruce, thanks so much for calling us.
All right. Have a good day.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
It's Carl and the Bot. Free Fire Radio. We're going to take a quick break here. News Talk 1400 KQMS.
KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. You want to make new, you want to have your jewelry redone and have it look brand new in a different setting? Go to Four Winds Jewelry. They guarantee their work, and it's fair, and it's excellent.
Our special guest today is Trudy Pratt. We've been talking about the benefits of water and hydrating your body. Also today in the Record Searchlight is a special article that I'm actually going to be doing a monthly article.
Yeah, I have a monthly column. It's called Positively Healthy.
Fabulous. Skip the chemicals, try traditional soap. Can't wait to get involved with that one.
Thanks.
And you will call in and start being a regular guest on our show.
Absolutely. I promise. It sounds fun.
And you have a blog every day?
Reading.com. A blog is sort of a short segment, like a few paragraphs of comment and information on Reading.com, which is Record Searchlight's website.
And you also have your own chiropractic practice and
in Reading downtown on Court Street. Yeah,
specialize in clinical nutrition.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Great,
Trudy.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being our guest.
Hey, our next caller is our assemblyman Jim Nielsen, and Jim's called in. You want to tell us what's going on, Jim?
Well, I wish you good morning, and I enjoyed Trudy's comments as I drink some water while I'm driving. we need more, though. There's not going to be any for us to drink if we don't get some more rain and some more water storage capability.
Well, that's for sure.
Hey, real quick, we've got to be a little bit wary if you're out on the streets. Parole policies in California, which I've dealt with 17 years heading the Board of Prison Terms, are changing. And the whole goal is to get more people out of prison because of overcrowding. But we're putting some really bad people out. Lavelle Mixon just murdered four officers in Oakland, and I'm not ashamed to say I was teary-eyed Sunday morning early when I got the call about it. Lavelle Mixon is a serious, dangerous felon. The Department of Corrections now is launching a new pilot parole policy in Los Angeles that serious and violent guys like Nixon will only have the supervision. 500 of them will have one parole agent over them. Lavelle Mixon had a ratio of 1 to 50, and the parole agents couldn't keep track of it. So it'll be chaos, and this is a pilot project that they're going to probably try to export, not trying to stop. 2 weeks ago, they announced the policy, if you're foreign-born and you reach the end of your term or the end of your parole revocation, you will be discharged from parole. The assumption is the INS will deport him. Folks, I've done 17 years of work on this. The INS will not pick them up and deport them, and even if they did, they'll come right back, and the U.S. attorneys will not prosecute them for that felony. Point being, we're going to have a whole lot of dangerous people, unsupervised, not available, parolee services, and if they goof up, they're not going to be able to be put back in prison. This is a very looming public safety danger, and we need to be aware of it. Four officers have now paid the price with their lives, but thousands of other citizens too.
Hey Jim, so what can we do about this? You're saying the legislators can't stop it. So we should just be aware of this? We write to people? What?
No. We always have to fight. I'm asking, as of yesterday, the Department of Corrections to put a hold on all parole policy changes and assess the public safety impacts of all. Yes, we can do something. I've introduced a bill, in fact, or I'm preparing to introduce one to stop the early discharge of foreign-born criminals, which will extend then to all criminals and will be into parole. So, no, we can work. I want the public to be aware of it, though, and in the streets, just be wary of what's around you. Be careful. Work with your local law enforcement if you see something suspicious. Good neighborhood watch people.
It appears that we've had a rise in home invasions and a couple other things up here in Reading, and I think a lot of people are aware of the of what's going on in the paroles, but I didn't realize it was going to be this serious, Jim, and I appreciate your phone call to us.
Well, it's something I've spent a lot of time on, and public safety must be government's number one duty to its citizens.
Yeah. Hey, Jim, we've got a break here, but thanks so much for giving us a call, and we're going to have you on for a whole show here in the near future.
Have a great day.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks, Jim. Well, that's a surprise.
Wow.
Putting felons out
okay.
1 to 500. One parole officer per 500.
All right.
Okay. Hey, look now. Tomorrow we've got our...
Saddle up, boys.
Yeah. Open line Friday. You know, so anything you've been saving up and things I've been saving up for the whole week to talk about is we are going to rock on that one tomorrow. So we want to thank our guest today, Joe Adamson, Adamson Peak Performance, Trudy Pratt, chiropractor at large. And her now she's got everybody thirsty. Everybody's here sucking down water in the whole place. Anyway, hey, look, this is Carl on the Bottom, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. What you need.